If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Everybody, we are for another episode of Believe in Kentucky. Got the QB1, Jalen Whitlow, the Cats Paws' own Aaron Gershon. My name is Vinny Hardy. Y'all can get these episodes at Believe.com, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe, leave a comment, leave a star rating. We definitely appreciate it. Tell your friends about it. Retweet us, follow us at Believe in Kentucky. Got merch and everything. So, y'all, appreciate y'all listening and checking out the show. Off-season's in full effect, but we still got a few little nuggets of stuff to kick around, though, fellas. A few little things happened since we was here last.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Liam Cohn officially back. That deal was signed, I think, before we last recorded. That's actually been signed for a while. But spoke with the media for the first time, and some really good stuff came out of that. Obviously get the commitment from Wilcox, and so some good stuff. It's slowing down a little bit. The portal deadline to enter was today, so at least we know that the guys that are currently on the roster, they'll be here for spring ball. Not to say they can't add more guys before then, but they won't lose anyone else through the portal or the NFL draft. That deadline was over too, so we know the faces that'll be here for spring ball.
Yeah, you know what? Again, the momentum, right, on offense is, I think, is big, you know, with the hire and everything. And bringing in such a highly touted quarterback, I think the momentum is huge. That's recruiting is, yeah, momentum. You know what I'm saying? I think with what they're doing, you know, with the Liam Cohn hire, I think single-handedly can spark a lot of stuff, a lot of noise this offseason. And, you know, as we know, the portal thing isn't over. There'll be some things happening in the portal. Huge things happening in the portal, I think, between now and football season. But, it's just good momentum, man. You get a running back like that, highly recruited. I mean, this kid had offers from virtually everybody, almost. So, you know, you snag a kid like that, man, and that kind of shows you, the power of having a coordinator with, you know, some buzz and some forward thought, some forward thinking, and bringing in guys that are known ballers at this level. So that's what you get, you know. So, you know, the talent is there. We said the same thing last offseason. No, they definitely have the talent. But I think the difference this season will be just the overall drive and will to make sure that, you know, the offense is holding up their end of the bargain. You know, so we'll see what happens. But I'm excited to see, you know, kind of the new toys in offense this year.
And, you know, this running back room looks like it's stocked full, a lot of depth. But we kind of felt the same way last year. And then, you know, C-Rod is suspended. Jefferson gets hurt immediately. Yeah. And then the next thing you know, all that depth is like, whoa. So, you know, it's good to see that it is stocked again because you just don't know what's going to happen. And like you said, Jalen, still the huge portal additions or subtractions that are coming. But you can't have too much depth, especially at the position, you know, like running back, especially with a team like Kentucky, who still likes to incorporate the run, still likes to have that power run, not just, you know, throwing it all around the yard. So I'm all for the depth, and I'm, you know, glad to see that that's the case.
Yeah, running back, there are five scholarship. Really, I don't know. D. Beckwith is listed as a running back, so I don't know, man. I don't know what his position is, really. But they've listed as five, and then it would be six if you get Jefferson back. And I thought, you know, kind of going off that and with Liam's press conference, it was very interesting that he said that it's going to be a competition for the starting job, because you kind of assume a guy like Ray Davis, who ran for one of four guys to run for 1,000 yards in the SEC, you would think he was going to be the guy. But it tells you they think a lot of, obviously, Jatan McClain, though I think he's more of a pass-catching back, third-down back, we'll see. They definitely think a lot of Jamarian Wilcox. We know Stoops kind of hinted at him as the lightning bolt. And depending where you look, he's a top, you know, 250 recruit. So he's going to play right away. And then I still think Ramon Jefferson, if he's healthy and his back, will definitely get a shot in his last college year. And it was a guy that Liam, the only guy by name that Liam pointed out was him, because he happened to work with him or at least recruited him at the University of Maine way back when. So there's some connection there. So, yeah, I think being five or six deep at the running back position going into the year is going to be really important, because obviously those guys take a beating, injuries can happen. But I thought it was really interesting that Liam pointed out it's going to be a competition. I kind of assumed that would be kind of raise Ray Davis's job, but it seems like we'll get some competition there.
Yeah, I think, you know, and the fact that he said that lends me to believe that, you know, Stoops already put a bug in his ear about, look, nobody's a starter. You know, we're going right to this thing. Kind of like I talked about last time when we talked about the tight ends. You know, that room is going to be super competitive. I think they're going to make that, the receiver room as competitive, and the running back room the same, right? Because you can never have too much depth. And again, naturally, somebody's going to leave in today's climate. Nice. But I think you can elevate everybody's game by having guys compete against other guys that's just as good or better. So I think it'll be interesting to see, man. You know, a lot of competition across the board. I'm really, really interested to see what happens in the running back and receiver room. I think tight ends, we're going to see multiple tight ends. We're going to see multiple receivers too, but that third and fourth receiver is going to be big, I think, especially coming out of spring ball. You'll know how it goes, because
somebody's going to leave out of that room.
Yeah, so you'll know how it went, even if you don't watch the practice or keep up with it. So we'll see what happens, man. I think this could be a team that can be, you know, a lot of 21 personnel, two running backs, one tight end, two receivers, you know, could be you know, a lot of 12 personnel, could be some 13 personnel, could be some 22. I mean, you're going to see a lot of different personnels. And I think that's another reason why I like Liam offensively, you know, the structure of the offense, because multiple running backs get shots in his offense. I mean, you don't, there's no, you know, obviously you got your guy who's going to tote the ball the most.
Right.
But you know, they do so much with motions and, you know, shifts and personnel packages and, packages and all different, you know, just different types of things that allow guys to get some tick, man, get some burn, so you can keep guys out of the transfer portal. I think that's big, you know. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited to see from a structural standpoint what shakes out, you know, during and after spring.
Yeah, that was it's a good point you make on the wide receiver room. After, you know, Berrion, Dane, and Tavion, you kind of, again, they're going to compete, but those guys, it's hard to see them losing, especially Berrion and Key losing their job unless an injury occurs. But it really, I mean, you, Shamar Porter, Anthony Brown, Ardell Banks, all freshmen. I think Porter and Brown have a chance to push to play right away. I think Banks is more of a guy that you redshirt, but of that group of, I think it's three guys, Dekel Crowdis, Jordan Anthony, and Brandon White, man, that's going to be a battle. And it's going to be really interesting to see kind of which of those guys of the three is the most trusted. And, that, you know, the bottom guy in that group, see what he decides to do. And it's a tough situation when you got, you know, Jordan Anthony's a multi-sport athlete. He's doing track at UK. And then Dekel Crowdis is a Lexington kid. So you want to get those guys involved, but it's may the best man win, and it'll be really interesting to see how they compete this spring and how, you know, hopefully injuries don't affect that room too much or at all. But that's going to be a battle for sure. That fourth receiver spot last year, I think Dekel kind of emerged as that guy, but you know, they wanted to redshirt Jordan Anthony and Brandon White. So they're going to get a fair crack at it. And Shamar Porter and Anthony Brown are two guys that could play right away. So they got a lot, there's a lot of fun names in that room that it's going to make for good competition.
I agree, man. You know, I just, you know, it's always interesting to see how that thing shakes out. But I'm also interested in you guys, you know, we know that when Liam was here, I mean, you had – the ball was going to one guy on the perimeter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The ball was going to one guy. I mean, it – you know, you had Ali get a couple touches, but primarily, I mean, the ball – everybody knew where the ball was going, if the ball was being thrown.
It was the Mark Whipple. That's the Mark Whipple effect.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows that. So now, how does he coach the college game with – and even just – football period, when you have three guys who are, you know, pretty good, almost on the same level, maybe four. Now you got Berrion Brown, who's faster than those guys and more electric with the ball in his hand. But I mean, we go back and watch the Rams film, you know, one guy's really touching the ball at receiver.
Cooper
Kupp. You know, yeah, he's getting 18 targets some games. So that's what they do. They get the ball to the studs, you know. So, you know, I'm interested to see how they kind of split that thing up, because Dane, he can play, you know, Berrion Brown can play, you know, Dekel Crowdis, we'll see what happens, how he develops, but Robinson can play, you know, he can make some noise in the slot. He's not as fast as some of those guys, but, you know, he can make some noise. So, I mean, shoot, they got him back on punt return, you know, so obviously he can play.
Yeah, listen, you brought up that Wandale was basically, you're totally right, these numbers. So Wandale led that team, 104 catches, 1,334 yards. Ali was next with 41 grabs, 601. And then the next yards is 195, Isaiah Cummings. I mean, that's a crazy drop-off. And then third in catches was Justin Rigg with 20. I mean, the next wide receiver would have been Isaiah Epps, 11 grabs, 171 yards. So, yeah. And like I was saying, obviously he learned under Mark Whipple, I think at UMass is where that connection was. You looked at Nebraska. I forget the name of the receiver they had this year, but he had crazy numbers. And I don't think anyone else on that team did anything close to it. So that's definitely how it's going to be. But you mentioned multiple guys who are capable with the ball in their hands. And now you're in that part of college football, man, where if you don't give the guy the ball enough, they're going to dip. I mean, it's just, that's how life is right now. So you got to make sure, especially those younger guys. I think, you know, Tavion's in his last year. So if he falls out of favor, you know, that so be it, but I don't think that's going to happen. But Berrion Brown, Dane Key, you know, those guys are going to get the ball, but you gotta make them happy. And unfortunately, you gotta make the guys under them happy too, unless you're, you know, kind of go over the plan and it's a redshirt year. But it's a tough job. I don't envy that one. It's a good problem to have at the same time, but it's tough.
Yep.
And for the first time in some years at that running back spot, we, you know, don't have a true bruiser like you've had with Benny and C-Rod, you know.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you got some thumpers, but not like just brute more. I think to me, they're more combo backs, you know, maybe they're capable of bruising, capable of lowering the shoulder and trucking somebody. But, you know, with Benny, that's what you knew. They were seeking out contact. You got a bunch of combo backs, and it's kind of there for the taking, like you said, with Liam saying, you know, even Ray Davis, come on in. You ran for 1,000, ran all over us, but you're going to have to compete for the job too. So I think that's going to be interesting to see, because you got different types of backs and who's going to emerge from this group of backs. So it's just a lot of, lot of fun stuff to look forward to.
No doubt. Yeah. I know Stoops on signing day was talking about Davis as kind of that thumper, but you know, you look at him, really like what he did. It obviously killed Kentucky. We all saw it firsthand. But you know, only averaged four and a half yards per carry. That's not quite what Chris was doing at his peak. And also, you know, 5'9". He's not as big and strong as Chris was. So, you know, I'm excited to see him play, see how he fits. But yeah, it's good. There's a lot to be worked out during spring ball. And that's why it's good that, you know, Liam's in the building. He was supposed to arrive on the 18th, which is today. So get to work and, you know, you'll get on, you'll get spring practice started on time. And it should be a lot of fun. All those, you know, all those transfers already on campus and whatever freshmen decided to enroll early. I don't have that list in front of me are all there. So they're already getting, you know, getting lifting done and getting ready to start spring ball at the beginning of March.
And I think, you know, I'm one to believe that I think they'll be better without that bruiser. I think they'll be better without the, I think they'll be better with the speed at the running back position.
I think that's where the game's going. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 100%, man. And Ray Davis is a perfect fit because, like you said, he's a combo guy. He can run in between the tackles pretty good, obviously, with the best of them. I mean, but he can also catch the ball out of backfield. He can play on the perimeter. So I think they'll be better with that. You know, it opens up the offense when you have a guy who can do more of that. Chris Rodriguez was a, he's an NFL running back, but he's not a guy that you're going to, you know, run a lot of routes with from the backfield, that you're going to, you know, throw the ball out of the backfield to, you know, eight times a game. He's not that type of guy. And that's okay. But I think now with what they have, it may open it up. Because now, even if you're not as good as you were back in 2021 on the O-line, you can still make some noise when you got guys who can move. You got guys who have good short area quickness, who are laterally gifted, you know, and who can run vertically as well. So I think that'll be, I mean, I can only imagine, I thought about this, let's take Boom Williams and put him in 2021 offense.
Oh,
I think Kentucky may lose one game in the regular season with that. I really do believe that because he's that explosive, right? And so you got guys who, I'm not saying these guys are going to be that fast. Boom was like exceptional. But, you know, if you got speed back there, man, that, you know, that 7 yard gain, you know, it may go for 17. It may go for 27. Now, obviously, Chris, you know, he's yards after contact type of guy. So if you touch him, he's not going down. Mm-hmm. But these guys, I mean, instead of, you know, hitting a crease, you know, and getting tackled for seven, these guys hit a crease, and you may just be reading, you know, tail from back if you're a defender. So
right,
you know, it's a little bit different. So they'll attack different with it. You know, it's just kind of, I mean, go back and watch the Rams past few years, you know, with what's the running back they had back there?
They've had a bunch. Cam Akers, they had
Cam Akers. I mean, he's still running behind the tackles, but he can do some things in the pass game. He can do some things on the perimeter. So I think it'll be even more exaggerated because the college game is obviously not as stiff on defense unless you're playing Georgia.
Yeah, no doubt.
Exactly. Oh, now, Aaron, you mentioned, you know, the guys back to working out, lifting and all that. So, man, Jalen, tell us this time of year, does it fly by? Does it sneak up on you and boom, it's time for spring practice? Does this little period of time kind of go by slow? Are you everybody itching for spring ball? What's the mindset right now when you just finished playing a bowl game? Season ends, but you're in that in-between space before spring practice kicks off.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's super tricky because it definitely sneaks up on you. So what people like to do, you know, most people like to, you know, go through like a 6-week program. So after the season, you know, they get time off, whatever. Then they like to start practice where, you know, now some people may do 5, some people may do 6, some people may do 8, you know, just depends on the staff. But usually about a 6-week program of lifting and running to kind of get in, you know, really good shape before spring ball. Then you have spring ball, and that 6 weeks is like the fastest 6 weeks ever. I remember being in college, and I'm like, man, like, I feel like we just got done with the season, and this, boom, it's spring ball. So, and again, they'll be doing stuff outside of the weight room that football never really stops in college. It just don't. There's no off season. That's why a lot of times you see those college coaches trying to get to the NFL, because they want an actual off season so they can like see their kids sometimes. But it never stops. It's nonstop. So they are lifting and running right now, but they'll also have a period where they're coming back at some point in the day, or they're doing it early in the morning where they are running, like doing football type conditioning, you know, where it's position specific conditioning. Everybody in the country does it. You know, some people may tie a towel with some tape and treat it like a football, and they're going through conditioning with, you know, taking drops, receivers changing direction, running quote unquote routes. That it may be bending the rules a little bit, but everybody's doing it. And some people are bending, or some people are breaking the rules, not even bending them. But you know, that's what goes on. So you never really see it. And I think that's why it goes so fast, because you don't really see it stop until you get to spring ball. You're like, man, I feel like, you know, we were just in the season. But at the same time, football never stopped, because we were, you know, working out, running, speed training, conditioning, and doing that whole thing. So it goes by fast, man. You know, so, you know, those guys get the 6 weeks to get in shape, and, you know, spring ball rolls right around. Now, the tricky thing is, how do you fit that schedule with spring break? Has always been the thing. You know, some people practice for a couple of days, then go on spring break. I don't, you know, I guess that's how the schedule may, you know, shake out for some schools. I never liked that, because you're getting in shape, and we know what people do over spring break. So it's like you're losing it, and you know, and you're coming back, and you know, first couple of days, you got to sweat out all of the, you know, the beer and the Hennessy. So that's just how it goes, you know. So we'll see, man. I think those guys are, you know, entrenched in what they're doing right now. They're having meetings and whatnot, a lot of player led stuff, but. Once that first week get, you know, a spring ball get there, you know, it's like a kind of like a come to Jesus moment. You're like, man, you know, we're back at it already. We're past. So it goes fast.
Absolutely. Yeah, glad to get that little perspective, you know, because you've been right up in there and been there and done it and all that. So yeah, we appreciate that. Man, AG, we talked about Liam already. We got Wilcox in. I think we talked about something else before we recorded. I can't remember.
I know we were talking about the, you know, the whole NFL situation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, all of that too, so.
Yeah, it was outside of the first game, which was good in the first half, it was a great weekend. I mean, they were all great. Vinny and I selfishly are very happy. Both our teams moving on. So Giants win their first playoff game since I was in middle school, I think. So life is pretty good right now.
Cowboys won their first road playoff game.
Oh, that's right.
Since I was in, I might have been in high school. I was like a junior in high school.
A lot of losing.
Yeah. That's crazy. I think I'm usually not that interested in like playoffs until like really until the Super Bowl, but I'm interested to see what happens, man, because I want to see the Eagles play. I'm interested to see what happens with that, which I think they're going to take an L personally.
I hope so.
I'm going to be playing the Giants.
I hope so.
Also, you know, also want to see the 49ers. I want to see if they can keep that thing going with the rookie quarterback. I mean, guys, I'm just going to tell you, Kyle Shanahan is like, he may be the best play caller on offense that I've ever seen.
It's insane.
He to play quarterback in his system, I mean, they almost won a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo was definitely a bottom 32 quarterback in the league. That's just, and I'm not, that, that's, That's just the truth. Talent wise, you know, we know that. Like, I mean, yeah. That's just the truth. So obviously he's doing good for himself, whatever. But the truth is he was one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL and they were in the Super Bowl. He's about to take a rookie quarterback and potentially go to the Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback who
Mr. Irrelevant,
which, you know, some people may say that don't mean anything, but at the end of the day, Brock Purdy is not the most talented quarterback. And I mean, obviously he's not a starter. So again, what I'm trying to say is, I think what Kyle Shanahan is doing, he's rewriting code when it comes to offensive game planning and play calling. I mean, what the dude is doing, I mean, guys are running wide open. I watched the Seattle game. I mean, they're running high school open. Like, it is.
One play that Debo had, he was just.
Yeah. They missed a touchdown on the corner route on the left side early in the game. Dudes are running like middle school open. It's ridiculous. I mean, like wide open. Nobody's nowhere near them in the NFL. And yeah. I remember my whole life, people always telling me, you know what I'm saying? You gotta make those NFL throws, those NFL windows. I call BS, man. The past few years I'm watching these NFL games. I mean, these receivers running wide open. You know, I feel sorry for defensive coordinators because this, you know, like I said, unless you're Georgia or a couple NFL teams, you know, it's tough to stop offenses nowadays with the rules and, you know, kind of just the evolution. Now, defense will catch back up eventually. But right now, you know, especially with the 49ers, I mean, it's hard not to win when you got guys running that wide open. It's ridiculous. So they're doing a good job. So I'm anxious to see what happens with that. Hopefully, Kentucky receivers can run that wide open.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
That'd be nice.
I said it earlier today, and look, I'm a Cowboys fan, and you know, definitely hoping the Cowboys win. There's so many dynamics, first of all, because you got Dan Quinn, who was in Seattle, who's familiar with San Francisco. He had Shanahan as an OC in Atlanta, so they know each other very, very well. But I don't know, maybe genius gets thrown around too much, but like y'all mentioned, what he did with Jimmy G, what he's doing with Purdy, to make it simple enough to where this dude's head isn't spinning at the NFL level. If Shanahan was to ever get a legit bona fide Hall of Fame quarterback, look out. I mean, with what he's done with who he's had, and I hate to give him credit, and I hope we beat him this weekend. I hope I hope Quinn can find a way to confuse that young fella and kind of, you know, muck it up for him to where he doesn't have – I mean, he got plenty of weapons, and that helps him out. But what Shanahan has done, it's not like he's had first ballot Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
You know? Absolutely not. I mean, Trey Lance might be one of the biggest busts that we never talk about because they win without him. I mean, that's where this is heading. It's going to be really interesting this offseason what they're going to do because, you know, we'll see how far they go. But Brock Purdy hasn't lost a game. I know that he has a lot of help around him, and he's not doing it alone. But, you know, we were talking a little bit before the show. Some of the throws he was making were – and obviously it schemed up well. The playmakers they have, Samuel, Ayuk, Kittle, and, you know, Trent Williams in that offensive line, McCaffrey. I mean, it's loaded, but – there are some big boy throws that he made, and his best one was dropped in the back of the end zone by Ayuk. So, yeah, it's very impressive what they're doing over there. But I think, you know, I think arguably, not that they're – I still think that probably Buffalo is the best team overall. I'd say San Francisco and Dallas from a talent perspective are probably the two most talented teams left. Just and Philadelphia, you could put in that boat with like eight all pros they have, whatever it is. It's insane. But I just think Dallas and San Francisco, talent wise, it's off the charts. Really, to me, the biggest issue for San Francisco is inexperience at quarterback, and the biggest issue for Dallas, I think, it's probably the head coach. I mean, that's where I think it is. You've watched them more than I have, obviously, Vinny, but. I've never been a big Mike McCarthy guy. I've been a huge Dan Quinn guy, but I have not been a big Mike McCarthy guy. But it's going to be that's the game of the week for sure from a talent perspective.
Yeah, and that's why it's the last game. It's Sunday.
Yep.
Prime time. Got to wait all weekend for it. But just like I did last week, I had to wait till Monday night. So, yeah, so that's how everybody's viewing it. It's Cowboys, it's Niners, it's – you know, they played last year. It's a renewal from where it was in the 90s every year in the NFC Championship game for that little bit. So going back to Giants-Eagles, everybody picked the Eagles to be the number one seed. I didn't think they would. They did. But, Aaron, Daniel Jones is going in there with more playoff experience at quarterback than Jalen Hurts. He's got one game under his belt.
Both have one game, but Jones has one win.
For playoffs.
Hurts started for the Eagles last year against the Bucs. They got killed.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
Yeah. They got killed.
I forgot about that.
It wasn't much of a game.
Okay.
It was easy to forget about.
Oh, never mind.
But Jones has more wins. That's a fact. It's only 1-0, but he's got the win now. I mean, look, I've been telling you all year that Brian Daboll is like my hero. I mean, the way they talk about scheming guys up wide open. And I know Minnesota's defense is bad, so Philadelphia will be a much better test. But, I mean, they had guys running. I mean, there was one play early in the game that Darius Slayton, who thank God they won that game because that drop would be all I'd be complaining about at the end of the game there. But there was a play that Darius Slayton had a 49-yard catch and go where it was just a slant middle of the field. He literally looked to his left and he was like, oh, there's no one here. I'm going to go downfield. He was ready to, like, get tackled. It was unbelievable how wide open guys were. And Daniel Jones had – I mean, he's been doing what he's done all year. He's gotten better and better and better, and he's proved his worth in a contract year, obviously on his legs. I mean, first quarterback ever to throw for 300 yards, two touchdowns, and run for 70-plus in a playoff game. It was a quarterback. And Saquon Barkley made the most of his opportunities. They only gave him the ball 9 times because Jones was balling out. I mean, it was an awesome performance. It was very – for a guy – I've tried to back Jones. I believed in him from day one. There's been times where I've almost thrown in the towel, but you can't do that after this year. He's shut everyone up.
I think Purdy and Jones, they don't get enough credit when it comes to their escapability and their ability to run the ball, tuck it and get, get downfield. That's where those are where the games are going to be won in the playoffs because everything is tighter. Teams are usually playing better run defense. So if you can get that extra hat in the run game and that extra dynamic, I think that's cool. And tying that back into Kentucky, Kentucky will need that from Devin Leary this year. They'll need Leary to make plays with his feet. Because, again, we sat there and watched Ohio State put up 40-something points on Georgia or whatever it was, 38, 40, whatever it was. And part of that was because the quarterback kept them on schedule when things broke down. C.J. Stroud is not a runner by no means. But, you know.
He ran.
He was a opportunist when things presented themselves, and he made good plays with his feet. I thought the last run he had, I said, okay, yeah, they're going to win. The last run he had, you know, when he got down
in
territory, I was like, yeah, they're going to win this game. But it's always the quarterback's feet that's the X factor. Mm. People can say what they want to say. It takes really, really good players, really, really good scheme to not have a quarterback that can move and still be really, really good on offense. To be really, really good on offense and to kind of break that seal and break through when everything else is even. When you're playing a good team, you're in the playoffs, or you're playing a good, it's a road game against South Carolina, or it's a home game against Tennessee. Can the quarterback beat the defense at least two or three times in big plays with his legs? That's what defensive coordinators hate, and that's what breaks the game open. Now you got to be putting the ball, got to be able to throw, got to be disciplined, got to limit turnovers, penalties, and all that good stuff. But when things break down, can the quarterback get the coordinator and get the team out of a bad play? That's what's going to win you games, and that's why I told people that Georgia's going to be extra hard to beat because Stetson Bennett is so good when he runs. He's fat. I don't know why everybody keeps saying he's like sneaky fast. He's not sneaky fast. He's fast.
No, he's fast, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's fat. I don't know why people keep saying that. I mean, it's been 2 years in a row that he's proven that if you let him beat you with his feet, he will. He's outrunning DBs or at least running just as fast as they are. So it's tough to beat them, man. And that's why, again, that's another reason why TCU made it where they're going to make it.
Oh, Duggan was awesome on the ground. Yeah. He wasn't the fastest guy, but he was opportunistic. Like you said, he's not opportunist.
Yeah. It's picking your spots, man. It's knowing when to run, knowing when to throw it away. And those guys are really good with that because they've been doing it for a while. That's where I think, that's where – and, again, and we can go back against your Cowboys the other day. That thrashing we watched against the Bucks.
There no mobility from 12. Where
there was multiple times, and I know he's 45 years old, but there was multiple times where they had a guy who can halfway move, they move the ball and get a first down. And I guess you can't have both. You can't have a Hall of Fame passer and a Hall of Fame runner. But if you can halfway move at quarterback, you can help your team. That's just where the game is going. You don't have to be a 4-4 guy. You don't have to be a 4-6 guy. You don't have to be a 4-7 guy. But if you can get the team 12 yards with your feet when things break down and there's nobody there and not be Tom Brady was like he's a statue, so it was kind of easy for the Cowboys to corral him in a pocket and play good coverage. He threw the ball 66 times or whatever it was. That's what I do at Madden. That's unbelievable. So, and that partly was because they were very one-dimensional. They couldn't run the ball very well with the running back. And Brady had no escapability to help, again, we can get into this Byron Leftwich thing. I don't know why he got fired, but he had, no escapability. So, he couldn't help the coordinator, couldn't help the offense with, when things broke down. So, that's the game, man.
I think one of the first red flags with Scangarello when he made it clear that they weren't going to run Levis. I mean, he was very, very open about that from spring ball on, how, you got to be careful, you got to protect himself and all that. And look, you don't have to go out and take as many hits. You can reduce that. I think that's something that every time Daniel Jones runs the ball, I hold my breath still for some of the hits that guy is willing to take. And I respect the hell out of it. But at the same time, they're business decisions. I get it. But, man, is it such a huge part of the game nowadays? There aren't – you hit on it. I mean, the Bucs, even 2 years ago, that's how much the game has just evolved, man. Where 2 years ago the Bucks were able to win the Super Bowl with Brady being a statue, now they wouldn't sniff it. I mean, that's just what it is. I know Stafford isn't the most mobile guy, but you know they had the playmakers to kind of compensate last year and get around it. But you know, Joe Burrow, who got to the Super Bowl, definitely is an opportunist on the ground. And really, I think every quarterback left, unless I'm slipping off the top of my head, has that in his arsenal, where at least he can get out and escape in need be. And then bringing that back to the college game, I think that's one of the few things with Devin Leary you kind of hope he can improve upon, because you look at his stats, and I know you know rushing yards with quarterbacks can get skewed because the stupid rule where they count sack yards against your rushing, which is so stupid. But his career high rushing game is 29 yards. It's not a lot, obviously. So I am interested to see Leary on his legs. I haven't really dove in enough to his tape to see if it's really scheme, if it's he's a statue, what it is. But that's definitely an element that I'm very curious with this offense. I know that Liam will be totally fine letting him go. It's just a matter of how good is he at it. You need it to win games. You're absolutely right. I think Kentucky had a couple plays this season that if Will Levis just went out and ran the ball instead of holding on to it, especially in that Ole Miss game, I mean, they might have an extra win or two on their resume. That's the facts. And I think, unfortunately, I think the offense coordinator played a large role in that. And
I get it. You know, it's your starting quarterback. I get it. Trust me, I've been there. You know, I know it's high school football, but I had a kid who we didn't have anything behind him. So he wasn't going to – we didn't want him to run the ball. Now, in big games, where region games, where playoffs was on the line and in the playoffs, we let him carry it a couple times. You know, so I think you got to be smart with it. But, you know, I'll never teach a kid to where when things break down, don't use your God-given ability. And it's almost like that's what they were telling Levis last year. I mean, he wasn't doing anything with his feet. And that's kind of disappointing. From an offensive standpoint, you know, you got to be able to use that element if you have it. It can kind of, you know, put you over the edge when it comes to talent and when everything else is even. So we'll see. You know, Devin Leary is going to have to do it. You're going to have to do it. As talented as Kentucky will be on offense, you know, realistically, they still won't be a Alabama receiving core and linemen, and you know, they still won't be a Georgia. So, and that's just the truth. That's just the truth. They're not on that level of recruiting yet. So when that's the case, if your quarterback can make some plays with his feet, you know, and speaking of Alabama, they play Alabama at home next year. That may help them out. You know, that may be the difference in the game.
You got steel yards.
So we'll see.
Absolutely. And real quick, we can't get on here and pop off without talking about the Chargers. What in the world? When you up 27-0.
Oh my God.
It might play out the other way. I thought maybe they're supposed to be even. I thought Jacksonville might jump on San Diego because San Diego's going West Coast, East Coast. Maybe they're a little whatever, sluggish. I thought maybe it would play out the other way, but up 27-0.
Awful.
Couldn't even close it out. The kicker makes a kick and gets them to 33. That might have been enough, but that didn't happen. You lose by one. Bosa's throwing his helmet around. I mean, what a meltdown, man.
It was the Chargers and Falcons are the only two teams in the league it seems like that happens to. And it's funny. Like I said, I was in Tennessee, so I was able to – you knew that was happening too. You just could feel it. So I took that plus 17 Jacksonville at halftime and made some money off that. So that was nice. But yeah, man, it was. And I see why. You know, I can't believe Brent Staley. You know, last year, remember? I know it. And maybe I don't know if you remember this, Galen, and what you would think of it if you were in this situation. But last year they had that game with the Raiders where, it was like there was a minute left in overtime. The Chargers had the ball at like midfield. And really, you know, if they had tied, both teams would have made the playoffs. The only way, so if the Raiders won the game, the Raiders were in, Chargers were out, and then vice versa. And the Chargers elected, instead of just you know, taking a knee or whatever, because the Raiders were ready to take them, just let it be a tie. I think the Chargers went for a fourth down around midfield, didn't get it, and it let the Raiders, you know, get close and kick the game-winning field goal. So I don't know about that decision. And then he's made a lot. We all know he's very weird with the clock. They go for it on fourth in their own side of the field all the time. They're hyper-aggressive. And then you choke away that lead. And, you know, they fire the offensive coordinator because they don't throw the ball deep when they have Justin freaking Herbert, who has the arguably the best arm in the league as far as strength goes. So it's just it's a shame for Herbert because it's turning into Phillip Rivers all over again, where Phillip Rivers had an outstanding, I think, underrated career. Obviously, now that, you know, in a game where you got to run as a quarterback, it wouldn't be the same. But, you know, he had an awesome career, Hall of Fame career, and they didn't win. I don't know if he won a playoff game, maybe one or two. It's just that's Chargers football.
Yeah, and you touched on something when it comes to, like, clock management. Yeah. You know, and that was a big – you know, the past couple of weeks, man, we've been seeing some weird things happen with that.
Oh, man.
I think if you go back to Miami, you know –
all the delayed games.
This is where my conspiracy theorist bail starts to go off, because I'm like, man, how in the game this – how does that happen? Like, I can see one time, you know. I can see it one time. I can see it twice. But in a game like this, you know, it had – I mean, I don't know, man.
It just kept happening.
There's just something weird about that, man. And I don't know. I'm not going to go too far with it, but that's not normal, you know, on that level, where guys just lose all awareness of time and the clock in a game that big, in a playoff game. I mean, that's just I've never seen that. Human beings make mistakes, but that's kind of odd, man, to me, for that to happen that many times. And I don't know if it's trying to get the perfect play in, which it probably is, but at the end of the day, you know, for it to happen was three times, you know,
it's got a lot. Yeah,
it's kind of odd, but we'll see. You know, there's a lot of weird things happening in the playoffs.
Yeah. And since we're talking playoffs, like we mentioned, it was 11 former Cats that were on squads that made it to the playoffs. Mike Edwards with Tampa, Josh Allen, Luke Fortner, Corey Peters also.
Yeah, he's a Jack.
Yeah, that's old, going back old school. Quinn Bohanna and Kelvin Joseph with my Cowboys. Let's see who else we got. Yusuf Corker.
Yeah, practice squad Cincinnati.
Yeah, and I just lost the tweet. Where else we have?
Wandale, who's on IR.
The Giants.
Yeah.
Zadarius with Minnesota. Phil Hoskins with Kansas City and Darren Kinnard with Kansas City. And I think that's everybody. But 11 Cats, when the playoffs started, 11 former Cats were on some roster.
I didn't even know Phil Hoskins was with Kansas City. I knew. I guess it just happened because I know he's with the Panthers. So he signed with the Chiefs on January 12th. There you go. I did not catch that.
Mm-hmm. So I think we got to, you know, give them all some love. You know, and Jacksonville's ride, man, you know, it coincided with the Titans falling off the face of the earth, but
they
still had to beat the Titans to win that division. They were trailing, and then they fumble. Josh Allen. Titans out, Jaguars in, and now the Jaguars have won a game. And hey, they going to Kansas City with nothing to lose, man.
I think they. Did you see that quote Trevor Lawrence had where he said he doesn't think we all know Arrowhead is the loudest stadium in the league. He said he can't imagine it's going to be louder than Jacksonville. I think he might be in for a little bit of a rude awakening. You know, I went to Arrowhead last year for a month. The Giants were playing there on a Monday night, and it was – your ears hurt, man. It was loud in that joint. So can't imagine what it is on a playoff game. So maybe Lawrence shouldn't have said that. Maybe not. But no, I got to give him a ton of credit to throw four picks, including three to the same guy in one half, and to come out and play almost flawlessly in the second half. I mean, that was a hell of a performance. You know, to have the mental capacity and mental toughness to just overcome that is, man, that's pretty impressive in your first playoff game, nonetheless. So, ton of credit to him. And Josh Allen has been absolutely balling out. I think, you know, he's due for a payday. I know they definitely picked up his fifth year option, so he'll be, you know, he's got 1 year left on his rookie deal. But man, oh man, is he. Hopefully, I mean, hopefully for Jacksonville's sake, it's Jacksonville, but he's going to get paid in the next, you know, if not the next few months, in the next year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely. So, man, I felt like we covered all the bases and got it all in. And y'all keep tuning in. We got guests coming. We've got some off-season stuff in the works. Y'all still DM Jalen those restaurants. Mm-hmm. So he comes up for the spring game. His words, the best suggestion, the winner will get something nice. He's going to do something nice for the winner. So, y'all, we tweeted that out earlier. You know, y'all that listen, y'all know, think of the places you go to in Lexington and got the, you know, a good dinner, a good lunch, whatever, good brunch, whatever type of meal it is, you know, send them his way. And then he can judge them and rate them and make a decision. And you might pick the one you sent in. AG, man, what's coming up on the Cat's Paws, a legendary website that you write for, covering all things UK sports, man?
Yeah, man, it's all pretty much basketball right now. I mean, when football stuff comes along, we get there, but it's basketball mode right now for sure, and things are looking a little bit up right now. Hopefully it keeps going that way for Cal squad over there. They've played a lot better the last couple of games, gotten some big wins, so that's kind of the focus. We'll be home on Saturday and then right back to Nashville, where I feel like I go all the time on Tuesday for Vanderbilt. So right. Good stuff going there.
Oh, man, we appreciate you fellas hopping on here each and every week. We appreciate everybody that takes the time to tune in and listen. Appreciate the Believe Network for letting us hop on here and chat and talk UK sports with y'all. Enjoy the playoffs. Enjoy Kentucky, Texas A&M Saturday. And we'll be back next week for another episode of Believe in Kentucky. Everybody take care now.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for. Trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at
Menards. When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Hey, friends, want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.